Long Range Planning Guide for Eddy County's Future Growth and Development delivered was being reviewed by the Eddy County Board of County Commissioners. Eddy County Community Services Director said the county's comprehensive plan was last updated back in 2017 and is normally updated every 5 years, saying the plan is a general document providing a written and graphic description of the existing conditions and community desires and providing a roadmap to help ensure sound decision-making and future growth. Eddy County contracted with the Consensus Planning of Albuquerque to draw up the 2017 plan, and the firm sought input from the public and county officials for updating the plan this year. One person dead, it follows a semi and vehicle crash in Eddy County Friday. Deputies responded to that crash just after 12:30 p.m. on Highway 62-180 between mile markers 25 and 26. They said a pickup driven by 34-year-old Gerardo Jerome Escarcega was headed northbound on the outside when a semi turned into the inside lane. That's when Escarcega moved into the same lane and struck the back of a semi. He died at a hospital in Carlsbad. The sheriff's office said a failure to maintain lane and driver attention appeared to be factors in that crash. Federal and state funds for water and sewer projects remain in the lead as the city of Carlsbad crafts a plan for capital projects starting in 2025. City of Carlsbad Municipal Services Director said July 31st was the deadline for Carlsbad city councilors to provide input on the infrastructure capital improvement plan for 2025 through 2029. Public input began June 1st, ending June 15 on the $168 million wish list. Funding for a $5 million sewer project on National Parks Highway was at the top of the list. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.